It's time once again for the St. Gabriel Radio Catholic High School Football Preview Show with your host, Douglas Sells. In studio with Doug is Ryan Baker. The Catholic High School Football Preview Show is brought to you by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Now here's your host, Douglas Sells.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Along with Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. Central Ohio's Catholic high school football teams went 4-3 in Week 7. In our CCL Game of the Week last Friday night, Reedy won a shootout with Columbus Academy, 56-42. Also last week, Hartley topped Dayton Belmont, 42-8. Newark Catholic fell to Johnstown, 34-0. DeSales beat Terre Haute North of Indiana, 33-15. Waterson fell to Youngstown Ursuline in the final seconds, 24-21. St. Charles beat Mansfield Madison, 41-14. And Fisher Catholic lost to Worthington Christian 40-29. Week 8 beginning tonight is highlighted by two All-Central Catholic League matchups, and it's a huge one in our CCL Game of the Week as Hartley heads to DeSales. Randy Reinhardt and Larry Wolf bring you all the live play-by-play beginning with the pregame show at 6:45 right here on AM 820. Also this evening, St. Charles is on the road at Waterson. Reedy heads to undefeated London, and Newark Catholic hosts Licking Valley. Tomorrow, Fisher Catholic welcomes Fairfield Christian to Fulton Field. We have to take our first time out. When we come back, we'll talk with our color analyst, Larry Wolf, about last week's Academy Reedy game and break down tonight's Hartley DeSales showdown. Then it's Reedy head coach Brian Cross and Silver Knights quarterback and linebacker Austin Aiello. You're listening to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
This is Bobby Dawes for Bob Boyd Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Save up to $7,000 on a new Jeep Cherokee or Chrysler Pacifica during the summer clearance event. Release a new Ram 1500 for just $213 a month. Come see us at Bob Boyd Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Lancaster, where the best deals you'll see are always on Route 33. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show. Randy Reinhardt and our coach, Larry Wolf, had the call of last week's CCL Game of the Week as Reedy beat Columbus Academy 56-42. Coach Wolf joins us now on the preview show. And Larry, not a lot of defense in this one.
Well, actually, it was a pretty much unstoppable offense. The offense really took advantage of what they could do. I mean, Reedy ran a combination of jet sweeps and isolation and cutback kind of plays for Jack Foley, and he's just so tough to stop. I mean, he had 41 carries, 265 yards, or something like that, and four touchdowns. I mean, it was ridiculous. But Academy is a pretty good quarterback too, and they threw the ball pretty well on Reedy. The problem is, guys were covered; they just made good catches, and so the combination was pretty good offense. And yeah, you might say it wasn't good defense, but I thought the defense was okay. It's just the offenses were superior.
Absolutely. Speaking with our color analyst, Larry Wolf, Larry and Randy Reinhardt are at Alumni Stadium tonight for the huge DeSales-Hartley showdown. It's our Central Catholic League Game of the Week, live immediately following the preview show right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. And, Coach, we've had this one circled on the schedule since the beginning of the season. How excited are you to call this game tonight?
Very excited. This is one I think both teams had it circled. Everyone in Central Ohio has it circled because these are the two war horses, if you will, of the Central Catholic League right now. And they're the two best teams, and I think it's going to be a great game tonight, no doubt about it.
Larry, Hartley this year has had some issues with penalties. DeSales, they've had some trouble with turnovers. How key is it for both of them to get that cleaned up tonight?
Well, obviously, the team that plays the cleanest tonight is going to have the best chance of winning. But I think this game tonight is probably going to come down to the decision-making by the DeSales quarterback and he doesn't have to be like 20 of 25 or anything crazy like that, passing the football. But what he's going to have to make, we're talking about Joey Velasquez here, he's going to have to make 6 or 8 plays tonight on third down that are going to be drive continuation kind of plays. You know, those 3rd and 5s or 3rd and 6s. And he has to either get it with his feet or with his arm. And if he does that, Sales is going to be able to possess the football and will have a chance to win this game. I think Hartley's the better team. We're at Alumni Stadium, and this is the home of the DeSales Stallions. And, like I said, both teams had this circle for a long time. So this should be a great, great football game.
Larry and Randy Reinhardt at Alumni Stadium to call that game tonight. And, Coach, obviously it's developing into quite a rivalry, DeSales against Hartley. But with playoff implications on the line, it's even bigger, and it seems to be that way every season between these two teams.
Yeah, and right now both teams are at that 5-2 kind of mark, you know what I mean, where they're positioned perfectly for the playoffs. But this is a big game for both of them. It's a stumbling block if you don't win it. And then you're going to have to really rally down the stretch to, you know, to make sure that you make it in. And if you do win it, you're probably secure in making the playoffs unless you completely collapse. So this is a huge football game for both teams.
All right, Coach, we look forward to hearing you and Randy about 40 minutes from now.
Absolutely. It's going to be a great night.
Larry Wolf and Randy Reinhardt bring you the Central Catholic League Game of the Week immediately following the preview show as Hartley heads to DeSales. And after the game, keep it here for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, brought to you by This Week Sports and Rev Local Digital Marketing. Our own Ryan Baker and This Week Sports editor Lee Cochran bring you all the scores from around Central Ohio and talk with the coaches and players from key games. You can be a part of the show. Tweet us your scores at AM 820 Scoreboard, and you can get all the scores on our website, AM820Scoreboard.com. Bishop Reedy goes to 3-4 on the year after that 56-42 shootout win over Columbus Academy last week. Silver Knights head coach Brian Cross joining us now on the preview show. And Coach, not only do you score 56 points, but you racked up 601 yards in total offense. Is that the best game your offense has played this season?
Oh, by far it was the best game. Our offensive line executed. Our quarterback made all the right reads. We just had one of those nights where everything was clicking.
Coach, Jack Foley had another huge game, 265 yards and four touchdowns on 41 carries, but it was a lot more than him for you guys last week. You talked about your quarterback, Austin Aiello. He rushes for 126 yards and a touchdown. Jay Sean Norris has 111 yards receiving and a score, and Donovan Sanders had two rushing touchdowns for you as well. How much does it help when you have multiple options going?
Oh, without a doubt, it's a big advantage for us. You know, we're a run-oriented team, and Jack's been carrying the load, so it was nice. Even though he did carry the ball 41 times, I think we ran almost 80 plays. So we were able to share the football, and with Austin running the ball the way he did and throwing the ball the way he did, it opened up everything, and it made him hard for them to key on Jack. And if you can't key on Jack, then we have some chances to be very successful offensively.
Joined by Bishop Reedy head coach Brian Cross, his Silver Knights with a tough one tonight when they travel to undefeated London. The Red Raiders are 7-0, Coach. K.J. Price, their running back, is the area's leading rusher with more than 1,500 yards while averaging an eye-popping 14 yards a carry. And London's other running back, Brennan Spees, has nearly 900 yards rushing and averages 16 yards a carry. So how do you slow down that tandem?
Well, they're going to be very tough to slow down because they got a great offensive line in front of them. You know, you really can't take away one of them because they're both equally good. So, you know, they haven't passed the ball a lot. So you're going to have to, you know, gear up to stop the run and just try to keep making them snap in the ball and not give up the big plays, the long 50 and 60 yard touchdown run. That'll be the key for us. Is if we can not give up those long touchdown runs, keep making them snap it, and then try to force them into some errors, some penalties, maybe some turnovers, that's the only way we'll have a chance in this football game.
Coach, when we talk about London, the first thing people talk about is their offense with those stats that Doug just mentioned. But last week, they held a very good Grandview team scoreless in their win over the Bobcats. Defensively, they're pretty good. How do you keep the momentum that you gained last week on offense going tonight?
Well, they are very good defensively. There's no doubt about that. The key for us is we got to be able to run and throw the football and try to mix it up better than we've done in the past. If we just try to run the football against them, we're not going to be successful. But if we can mix it up and keep them off balance defensively, I mean, they're very solid. They got good size. They got good speed. They're well coached. But if our guys come out and play the way they did last week, I believe we have a great opportunity to be competitive in this game. And if we're competitive, then you never know what's going to happen.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight against London.
Thank you.
Reedy head coach Brian Cross. We talked with Coach about his team's high-octane offense last week, and it's led by quarterback Austin Aiello, who spoke with our Chris Higgins earlier this week.
Austin, you guys got things back on track against Academy on Friday night, 56-42. Got the offensive rolling, 56 points, but defensively, you guys gave up 42. Now, normally I wouldn't bring that up to you, but you've been playing a ton of linebacker lately, and I think Coach told me you were third on the team in tackle, so that's pretty much what you've been wanting to do.
Yeah, I mean, any way I can help the team, you know, offensively, defensively, basically anywhere. I love defense, you know, I get to fly around and hit somebody, and, you know, quarterbacks aren't thought of, you know, hitting people, but, you know, I love to go out there and hit somebody. So, yeah, that's fun. And against Academy, you know, our defense, you know, we were put in a bad place with our special teams. Our special teams put us in a terrible field position, and, you know, it's hard to, time after time, you know, keep them out of the goal line, you know, with bad field position.
Now, Jack had 265 yards rushing, but you chipped in 126 yards rushing. I'm not so sure if that's your career high or not, but, like, you know, you obviously turned into a running back that game, too. So how fun was it to get running the ball like that?
You know, when you're able to run the ball like that, you know, I don't want Jack running the ball that much, you know, little guy getting hit that much. So it's good that I was able to take some of the load off from him, but yeah, it's fun to run the ball, and I'm glad it was able to work.
All right, we're going to focus on this week. These next 2 weeks, you guys have a great opportunity to get yourselves back in a great playoff position, but this week it's London, it's KJ Price, it's 7-0, it's, you know, it's pretty much your guys' time to make a statement here.
Last year they were undefeated, we upset them, so we're going in with the mindset that we're going to be the underdogs again. And we're just going to go out there and play our game. You know, our offense has got a game plan. Our defenses have a game plan. And we're going to go out there and execute it.
Now, definitely with you playing outside linebacker, I got a feeling this game is going to be a pretty score fest. So this is your chance to make an impact on both sides.
He's a good running back. And our defense has got to make sure that we run the ball. You know, if their offense are mostly run-oriented. We just got to have everybody fly to the ball, and things will take care of itself, hopefully.
Good luck this week against London, and then good luck next week against Whitehall and the rest of the way.
Thank you very much.
Our thanks to Reedy quarterback and linebacker Austin Aiello and our Chris Higgins. The Silver Knights take on undefeated London tonight on the road. Time for a break. When we come back, we'll talk with Newark Catholic head coach Ryan Aiello. Then we check in with Fisher Catholic head man Doug Miller. We'll be right back.
Ever been out at a restaurant and noticed the people at another table all looking at their smartphones? The world has changed, and the majority of internet searches are now mobile. If you own a business, give RevLocal a call to review your strategy so you reach new customers. At RevLocal, we personalize digital marketing to help you reach the people who need you. RevLocal, an Inc. 500 company for the past 5 years. Learn more at RevLocal.com.
We're back on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Along with Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. Newark Catholic falls to 2-5 on the season with a 34-0 loss to Johnstown last Friday. Green Wave head coach Ryan Aiello joins us now. And Coach, we talked with you last week about the Johnnies ground game, and it was as good as advertised. They rushed for 338 yards, 5 touchdowns. They put it in a new jumbo package near the goal line. Is that something that caught you guys off guard?
No, we were prepared for that. You know, what they were doing, again, obviously just didn't execute to where we needed to be. You know, as we discussed last week, a big part for us in order to be successful was limit the big plays, and we weren't able to do that. You know, they had a big run on us, opened it up earlier on, and we can't afford to do that against an offense like that.
Coach, what we didn't talk with you about last week was the Johnstown defense, and they were really good, holding you to just 86 yards of total offense and negative 23 on the ground. What do they do that makes them so tough?
They're just an incredibly disciplined defense. You know, very physical up front. Did a great job in the secondary containing everything that they were doing. I mean, I got to give them all the credit in the world. They just did an excellent job of executing. Again, just fundamentals, techniques, tackling well.
Joined by Newark Catholic head coach Ryan Aiello, his Green Wave with another tough one tonight as they face Licking Valley. The Panthers have a potent ground game as well, led by senior running back Connor McLaughlin. In their 29-7 win over Watkins last week, they rushed for 406 yards. So does it help you prepare your defense this week, having just played another potent running game in Johnstown?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of things that we can transfer over, that's for sure. You know, our biggest thing is that we have to be able to tackle, you know, can't give up those big plays. You know, the big thing about Licking Valley is the running game is very, very good. But they do it out of a lot of different formations, you know, with the exception of what Johnstown did. So we've just got to make sure we're aligning properly, fundamentally sound in our tackling and in our execution up front.
Licking Valley comes into this one 7th in computer points in Region 15 with tough games left against Granville and Licking Heights. They really need a win tonight. Have you talked to your guys at all about playing spoiler?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we're playing this game to win it. You know, this is a rivalry that's gone way back. Way years before me, you know, so it's great to have some coaches that have been a part of that rivalry before to really express their emotions towards this game. I know this is a big one for us.
All righty, Coach, good luck tonight against Licking Valley.
Thank you so much, guys. Really do appreciate it.
Newark Catholic head coach Ryan Aiello, the Green Wave hosting Licking Valley tonight. Fisher Catholic had a 26-14 lead over Worthington Christian at the half last week, but the Irish gave up 26 second-half points and fell to the Warriors 40-29. Irish head coach Doug Miller joins us now. And coach, your guys played well in the first half, jumped out to that 12-point lead. What were you doing early in the game, and what changed in the second half?
Well, we actually were executing very, very well in the first half. Second half, we actually dropped the ball all over the field. So fumbles, three big fumbles at the wrong time led 21 points.
Coach, you talk about it there. You guys do a good job of forcing three turnovers, but you also turned the ball over four times. How big is that in a game, and what can you do to work on that?
Well, you know, that's unlike our offense to turn the ball over. We've been working on it all week, ball security, ball drills. You know, just making sure that when we execute downfield and cover up and move the chains.
We're joined by Fisher Catholic head coach Doug Miller, his Irish hosting Fairfield Christian tomorrow and looking to go to 5-2 on the year. Also joining us on the preview show is Fisher Catholic line coach John Young in his 57th year coaching high school football, which is terrific, John. John, when was the last time you remember Fisher Catholic getting out to a 5-2 start on the year?
Well, I think it was 2006, if I'm thinking right now. But yeah, we were 4-0 and beat Newark Catholic up at Newark Catholic, and they end up going and winning the state championship. But we had a lot of problems that year with injuries, and we weren't the same football team the last six games that we were the first four.
Coach, obviously you've coached at Fairfield Union, Lancaster, now at Fisher Catholic, 57 years. How has the game changed in your time as a coach?
To me, it really hasn't changed. Yeah, the offenses have changed a little bit, but it's still blocking and tackling. And that's, you know, high school football, and that's what you got to hang your hat on.
Joined on the preview show by Fisher Catholic head coach Doug Miller and line coach for the Irish, John Young. Fisher Catholic taking on Fairfield Christian tomorrow. Coach Miller, the Knights are having a rough season. They're 0-7, and they are giving up 41 points a game while averaging just 7. How do you keep your kids from looking ahead to Harvest Prep next week?
Because we've got to win out. If we want to go postseason, we've got to win out. So we can't take any opponent lightly. So again, our focus is strictly week by week at this point in time, and it has been all season, actually.
Coach Young, one more question for you. This is your second year getting to work with Coach Miller. What has he brought to the Fisher Catholic program?
Well, the first thing I can tell you right now is that, you know, he is a very master coach, and he knows exactly what we need to do, and we try to coach at. And the thing that I impressed with him more than anything is that he is a player's coach. And I think that the kids understand this, that everything that we do in the program is for their benefit.
All righty, both coaches, thanks so much for joining us, and good luck tomorrow against Fairfield Christian.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys. And again, I emulate what Coach Young has always been, a player's coach. So thank you for having us.
All right, guys. Fisher Catholic head coach Doug Miller and Fisher Catholic line coach John Young joining us on the preview show. As we mentioned, the Irish looking to get their fifth win of the season when they host Fairfield Christian tomorrow. When we come back on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show, we'll talk with Waterson head coach Brian Kennedy and Eagles linebacker Sam Oliver. Then it's St. Charles head man Deke Hoker and Cardinals running back and linebacker Taylor Bryant. Stay with us.
Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Get 0% for 72 months plus $1,000 on most new Fords during the summer sales event. Release a new Ford F-150 for just $399 a month. Shop us 24-7 at BobBoyd.com, and remember, the best deals are always on Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show. Bishop Waterson had a tough one last week, giving up a touchdown with just 34 seconds to go and falling to Youngstown Ursuline 24-21. Eagles head coach Brian Kennedy joins us now on the preview show. And coach, hate to remind you, but for the second time in the past three games, you lose in the final minute of the game. How tough are those losses?
Well, you know, certainly it is tough, but that three-hour bus ride seemed like about a 12-hour bus ride home.
We started
really slow. I mean, they were jumped out on a 17-0, and then we played catch up. And you know, it's tough when you're watching them drive down the field that last drive. It's tough. I mean, our kids gave everything, but we just came up a little short.
Coach, you talked about it there. They get up on you 17-0 in the first quarter, but you score those 21 unanswered points to take the lead. What changed for you guys after the first quarter?
I think most of our guys finally woke up. They slept on the bus and didn't wake up till about the second quarter. We just, you know, and it was something we talked about this week. You know, we tend to start a little bit slow, and you just can't do that. Not with where we are right now in the season.
Joined by Waterson head coach Brian Kennedy, his Eagles taking on St. Charles tonight at Hagley Field. And to add injury to insult, you'll be without your starting quarterback, Jacob Hoying, the rest of the season. He broke his collarbone late in that game last week. In fact, you'll have five starters out of the lineup tonight due to injury. Now, when you only have 35 varsity players on your roster to start out with, how do you overcome those injuries, coach?
That's a good question. You know, we've tried to get some guys, you know, reps during the week, obviously, you know, and we just, you know, we try and put them, the guys that are, you know, playing for the first time or haven't played a lot, we try and put them in a situation to be successful. You know, I mean, we've kind of altered the offensive game plan a little bit. You know, this kid that's starting tonight, Grant Horvath, he's a senior, he's a leader, he's a good athlete. So, you know, hopefully we'll take advantage of his strengths.
You talked about it right there, Coach. Senior linebacker Grant Horvath under center tonight. What does Grant bring to the table that maybe Jacob doesn't?
You know, I think he's, you know, we're going to, I don't want to say he's more athletic than Jake, but, you know, he's certainly a bigger kid, so we might be able to run him a little bit where, you know, we didn't want to do that so much with Jake. And Grant he's got a really good arm. And again, you know, when we're looking at what we're going to do offensively, it's just trying to put him in situations to be successful.
Coach, your opponent tonight, St. Charles, a lot like you, they seem to be improved this season over last season. What have you seen from the Cardinals?
Well, first of all, I think Deke's a good guy. I know him. I think he's doing a really good job. You know, they're disciplined. They play hard. That running back I really like that kid. You know, he runs hard, tough to tackle. You know, and I think they're trying to do what we're doing in terms of trying to use the skill set of their kids and put them in a position to be successful.
All right, coach, good luck tonight against St. Charles.
Thanks, fellas.
Waterson head coach Brian Kennedy. As we mentioned, the Eagles defense tightened up last week after the first quarter. Our Ryan Baker spoke with Waterson linebacker Sam Oliver about that earlier this week.
Sam, a rough one last week, losing 24-21 to Youngstown Ursuline in the final minute of the game again. Talk about that. I mean, it's always tough to have a loss, but really tough there in the final minute of the game, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really hard to have a tough loss like that, but, I mean, we got to just come back this week and retaliate from it, you know. And I think at the end of the game, you know, we just got to get, you know, get our strength back to get with our team, you know, and get ready for this next game.
They jumped out to an early 17-0 lead on you guys, but you guys come storming back with 21 unanswered points, hold them off the board the whole second half there till the end. You're the one of the linebackers on this team. What changed there in the second quarter for you guys to give you some momentum?
More intensity. We picked it up. We picked it up in the second half. Me and our other inside linebacker, Grant Horvath, just got the defense together and said, we got to get this together, you know, get these stops, and we did. Made it happen.
You talked about it already. Moving on, winnable game this week, taking on a CCL rival in St. Charles. Tough, though, for you guys right now. At the end of the game last week, you lose your quarterback, Jacob Hoyne. You just talked about Grant. He's going to be under center. Talk about the difficulties there and what kind of difference, though, Grant brings to the team.
Grant brings a lot of intensity to the team. But, I mean, I know he's up to the challenge. He's a hard worker. You know, he's one of the best on our team, so I think he's going to be down for the challenge.
Tough to lose your quarterback, though.
It's hard to see Jake fall, but, I mean, I know Jake will be on the sidelines rooting us on, so...
St. Charles, when they've had success this year on offense, it seems like they've done it running the ball. Taylor Bryant has had a pretty good year, 133 yards and three touchdowns for him last week. What are you guys going to have to do on defense, especially the linebackers, to help contain that?
We're going to have to stop Taylor. I've played with Taylor since fourth grade. He's a really good friend of mine, but, I mean, he's a hard hitter, but I think me and Horvath can take him down. Our defense can take him down. We can shut him down.
Well, Sam, thanks a lot for this. I'll let you get inside. Good luck this week when you guys take on St. Charles.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks to Waterson senior linebacker Sam Oliver and our Ryan Baker for that. The Eagles host St. Charles tonight. Speaking of the Cardinals, they got their third win of the season last week, beating Mansfield Madison convincingly, 41-14. St. Charles head coach Deke Hoker joins us now. And coach, another huge game for your team on the ground, rushing for 384 yards. What's been working so well in the rushing attack?
Well, last week it just came down to our offensive line. We've been playing five, six, sometimes seven guys, and Coach White's done a great job of just getting those guys prepared every week. And our running backs, I mean, we have three, four guys sometimes that are able to carry the ball. That helps us, too. And throw in, you know, Roland Rowe, too. He gets some carries. So we've been able to mix it up with guys that were giving the ball, but it starts up front with our offensive line.
Coach, it was junior Andy Mason's first start at quarterback in for the injured Dan DiNapoli. How did you think Andy played last week?
Yeah, I thought Andy did great. He managed the game well, and you know he threw the ball a few times, made a couple nice throws. He did everything that we were asking him to do, and it certainly helped that we were able to rush the ball so well.
Joined by St. Charles head coach Deke Hoker, his Cardinals travel to Hagley Field tonight for a Central Catholic League showdown against Waterson. For the second time this season, you play a CCL team, breaking in a new quarterback as well. Waterson's Jacob Hoyne broke his collarbone last week. He's out for the season. So is it difficult for your guys to prepare for a backup quarterback you haven't seen?
Well, I mean, I don't think it'll change the way we've prepared at all. And we're just going to prepare like we've done, be prepared for whoever's the next guy up. I hate to see any player get hurt, and you know, our St. Charles football team and the community pray for Jacob Hoyne's full recovery.
The past couple of weeks, Coach, the Eagles have fallen behind early in the game. Is it important for you to try to take advantage of that and get off to a fast start tonight?
Well, I think you always want to get off to a fast start, and I think they would probably say the same thing. You know, our thing is just stay within ourselves, take the game one play at a time, just to peaks and valleys throughout the course of the game. Just keep, you know, assignment sound, getting the football, taking care of the ball, things that win football games.
Visiting with St. Charles head coach Deke Hoker, and coach, your team hasn't won a Central Catholic League game in over 2 years. Do you talk with your guys about that?
No, I don't think so. I mean, what's in the past is in the past. We just look to each game that's in front of us. Just take one day at a time, just like we take one play at a time.
All right, and that
game, looking forward to it.
All right, and that game tonight against Waterson. Good luck, Coach.
Thanks a lot, guys.
St. Charles head coach Deke Hoker. We talked with Coach about the success they've had running the football this season. Our Chris Higgins spoke with the Cardinal leading that ground attack, running back Taylor Bryant, earlier this week.
Taylor, you guys went on the road, Mansfield-Madison, 41-14. Big ground game attack you guys had, 384 yards. You had 133 yards yourself. Had to be pleased with that effort.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, everything was clicking. Linemen were getting blocks. Receivers were doing everything they could. It was nice to get all the ground yards that we could, you know. Save the pass for this week, maybe. Who knows? You know, it was a good week.
We go into this week. It's Waterson. It's Hagley Field. It's a CCL game. It's a rivalry game. Tell me what's so special about these games.
You know, it's the last time you're ever going to play these guys. They're in your league. You grew up with them. It's just really important to the school, too, playing for the league, so... It's really important.
You guys head into the game 3-4. This is a chance for you guys to get 500 and a chance for a winning season, something you guys haven't had here in a few years. So tell me about how important that would be to you, especially as a senior.
Well, you know, to do something for St. Charles that hasn't happened in a while, it'd be really spectacular to, you know, see, not to just go down in the record books, but just, you know, for our seniors and everybody that's tried so hard through these years, be special.
Well, all right. Well, good luck this week against Watterson, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Our thanks to St. Charles running back and linebacker Taylor Bryant and our Chris Higgins for that. The Cardinals battling Watterson tonight. When we come back from this short break, it's all about the CCL Game of the Week when we talk with Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield and Hawks offensive tackle Peyton Collins. Then it's the Sales head coach Ryan Wiggins and Stallions quarterback and linebacker Joey Velasquez on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family.
This is Bobby Dawes for Bob Boyd Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Save up to $7,000 on a new Jeep Cherokee or Chrysler Pacifica during the summer clearance event. Release a new Ram 1500 for just $213 a month. Come see us at Bob Boyd Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Lancaster, where the best deals you'll see are always on Route 33. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show. Bishop Hartley goes to 5-2 with a 42-8 win on the road at Dayton Belmont last week. Hawks head coach Brad Birchfield joins us now. And coach, I know that you preach one game at a time, but how proud were you of your guys that they took care of business against the Bison with the DeSales game on the horizon?
It was good. I was happy about how much better we had gotten that night. You know, Belmont, certainly not a great football team. We appreciate them playing us, but we were pretty methodical in how we went about. You know, we scored every time we had the ball. You know, our varsity never gave up any points, and that's what you want to see. But, yeah, I was happy that the kids have kind of taken to heart that we're going to try to get better.
Coach, we know how much you pride yourself on the kicking game and special teams, and you've had some good kickers over the years. Brent Wally and Ben Hawk come to mind right away. And you've got a good one this year with Matteo Agriesti. He becomes your all-time kick-scoring leader in Hartley history last week. How proud are you of Matteo?
I'm really proud. He's a great kid, and I know I make jokes sometimes that being the kicker for Bishop Hartley is a pretty good assignment with as many touchdowns we scored, as many points we scored, as prolific as our offense is. But Matteo worked really, really hard at it. Obviously, kicked the game-winning field goal in the state championship his sophomore year. So he's certainly going to be always remembered here. But he's a great kid from a wonderful family, and really happy we've had a great chance to get to work with him.
Speaking with Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield, his Hawks with a massive Central Catholic League showdown on the road at DeSales tonight. It's our CCL Game of the Week live right here on AM 820, beginning with the pregame at 6:45. And coach, these games against DeSales, always big for your team. But the past 4 years, they've also decided league championships and playoff berths. So how much more does that add to the rivalry?
Well, it's going to be another one like that tonight. The winner of the game is going to win the league. The winner is going to lock up a playoff spot. You know, all the chips are at the center of the table. I saw Coach Wiggins had said that earlier in the week to the This Week Sports, and there's a lot of truth to that. You know, both teams are going to do everything they can to win this football game. The stakes are really high, and we try to do a good job of balancing how much we emphasize that to the kids with, you know, just go out and play our very best. I mean, at the end of the day, we've got to really outblock them and out-tackle them and play better than them. And it's going to be a big challenge, but, you know, shoot, that's the way it's got to be with these two great football teams.
After losing quarterback Reno Godfrey for the season a couple weeks ago, the Stallions have used Joey Velasquez at quarterback and Vince Thompson back there, too. Is this an opportunity where you try to pressure the quarterback a little more to take advantage of the inexperience back there?
Well, I don't know if that's really our MO. It's just not something we do all the time is bring a ton of pressure. We're more pressed from the secondary. And plus, the way that number nine can run, you know, you have to play a run-stopping defense more than a pressure pass defense. You know, I think the game plan is for us to try to do a good job of containing him. We don't want him to control the football game. He's a great football player on both sides of the ball. It's been pretty clear that he's there go-to guy, and they're going to win or lose games with him. And so far, since he's been the quarterback, they've won games. So we need to stop him, that's for sure.
All righty, Coach. Good luck tonight against DeSales.
All right, thanks, guys.
Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield. The Hawks will need a big game from their offensive line tonight to slow down that DeSales defensive front. Our Ryan Baker spoke with Hartley offensive tackle Peyton Collins after practice Wednesday.
Peyton, a nice 42-8 win over Dayton Belmont last week. You get a lot of guys involved offensively. Mason scores a couple touchdowns, Jalen too, and even Angelo Evans gets in the end zone there for you guys. I see the smile on your face there when I said something about Angelo. Talk about how nice it is to get the different playmakers involved, have different guys scoring touchdowns.
It's always nice because, like, our skill guys work so hard, so it's nice to spread around the touchdowns and stuff. You know, not always, like, Jalen scoring, but it is nice when he scores, but, like, it's really nice when everyone scores because that's when you know you really dominated the game and stuff.
You guys got a big one this week taking on DeSales.
Yes.
It's our CCL football game of the week here on AM 820. Was it nice to kind of have a tune-up game last week? I know Belmont's a good team, but not on the caliber of a DeSales.
Yeah, but, I mean, we're not usually looking ahead. Like, we're taking care of Belmont, and then once that game's over, then we're focused on DeSales. But, yeah, it's always nice to work on stuff and get ready for a big game.
The DeSales games the past 4 years have been pretty classic. Each team has won two. Mm-hmm. I think 14 points is the biggest margin of victory in any of them. You've played in a couple of them. What do you remember most from these DeSales games?
The one last year I remember is just so physical. Like, I mean, you really got to bring it every play. There's no backside. Like, I mean, you either bring it or you don't. These games, I mean, you should look forward to them every year. Physical, close, who's getting lower and stuff like that. So I love these games.
Two Catholic schools about the same size. We mentioned the closeness, and always not only a CCL title on the line, but huge computer points for the playoffs. That really makes a good rivalry, doesn't it?
Yeah, it makes a huge rivalry. I mean, every year this game really counts for the playoffs for both of us. So,
you talked about the physicality. You up front on the offensive line, you guys have really been playing well, especially of late here. What are you guys going to have to do this Friday night against the Sales?
This Friday night we're going to have to get very low, drive our feet, and have a good first hit to get them off the ball because they got some good D linemen up there.
Before the year started, you committed to play football at Eastern Kentucky. Talk a little bit about your decision to go down there.
I went there on a visit, and then, I mean, I just knew it was a school for me, the coaching staff, the facilities and stuff. I just loved the feel for it. I knew it was a place for me, so I wanted to make that decision.
Well, Peyton, that's awesome. Obviously, good luck down there after your playing career here is over. But good luck this week in the CCL Game of the Week against
DeSales. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Our thanks to Hartley senior offensive tackle Peyton Collins and our Ryan Baker for that. The Hawks taking on the Stallions tonight in our CCL Game of the Week. Like Hartley, DeSales is 5-2 on the season after last week's 33-15 win over Terre Haute North of Indiana. Stallions head coach Ryan Wiggins joins us now. And coach, your guys jumped out to a 19-0 lead in this one. How important was that fast start?
Well, it was good to see us come out and execute early on offense. We actually had a turnover on a kickoff to start the game, and so we had to go in there, got a defensive interception in the end zone, and then our offense started fast. I think we scored in the first three plays of the game, so it was good to see us go out and establish the run game early, put some points on the board and kind of jump on them right from the get-go.
Coach, you talked about turnovers right there. Patriots quarterback Tristan Elder throws three interceptions in the game, one that you returned for a touchdown. Your team only turns the ball over once in the game. Winning that turnover battle was always key, isn't it?
Absolutely, and, you know, that was, if you'd have told me before the game that we would intercept him three times, I would have felt very good because he was a weapon. He was the guy that we were trying to get after and pressure and, you know, keep him in the pocket, try to confuse his reads a little bit. And we were able to do that just enough, and so I was proud of our effort that way. That was one of our keys to the game.
Speaking with the Sales head coach, Ryan Wiggins, his Stallions welcoming Hartley to Alumni Stadium in our CCO Game of the Week tonight. Randy Reinhardt and Larry Wolf bring you all the live play-by-play right here on AM 820 and online at stgabrielradio.com, beginning with the pregame at 6:45. And, Coach, I'm sure you've had this one circled on the schedule all season. How excited are your players for this huge Central Catholic League matchup tonight?
They're very excited. When you look at the games between DeSales and Hartley over the past 4 years, they've all been down to the wire type games, you know, and a couple went our way and a couple of them went their way, but they're exciting games, and the kids from both communities get excited. There's a lot at stake. Being late in the season, CCL implications, playoff points and all those things, there's a lot at stake on the game as well. So adds to the excitement of, you know, what's already going to be an exciting game, but all the things riding on it make it even more exciting.
Coach, it's like you knew my next question. You're sitting at 7th right now in Region 11 in computer points. A win tonight
would probably lock up a playoff spot for you and put you in the driver's seat for that CCL title. Are those things you talk about with your team?
Absolutely. You know, we talk about the second half of the season, what occurs, and what occurs in the second half for us are goal number one, which would be the CCL, and then goal number two would be the playoffs and after. And so all those things take place here in the second half, and here we are week eight with only a few opportunities left. And so it makes, as I said earlier, there's more stake in everything. And so here it is. You know, here's your opportunity. You've got to go out and get it.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight against Hartley.
Okay, thanks, guys.
DeSales head coach Ryan Wiggins, one of the leaders for the Stallions this season, certainly senior running back, linebacker, and now quarterback due to injury, Joey Velasquez. Joey has committed to play college football and baseball at Michigan, and our Ryan Baker talked with the Wolverine recruit earlier this week.
Joey, 33-15 win last week on the road over in Indiana against Terre Haute North. You've had some interesting circumstances for you personally here the past couple weeks, being thrown into the quarterback role after Reno goes out. The first game against St. Charles, especially in the first half, a couple miscues. Did it get a little better for you last week? You getting more comfortable?
For sure. I felt like that first half against St. Charles, just felt like I was a little amped up and just tried to make a big play for us. But I just knew I had to trust the system and just really trust the coaching staff and just get after it.
You don't leave the field much being a linebacker for the Stallions team, too. Against St. Charles, even with the miscues, you hold them to just 7 points. Last week, Terre Haute North, especially their quarterback, very good on offense. You hold them to under 300 yards and just the 15 points. You guys lost a lot of really good players off of this defense last year. How do you think your defense has progressed so far this year?
I think we just get after it. I mean, we're a physical team, especially defensively. We just try to get out there and play fast. If we're going to have a mistake, we're going to make it aggressively. And that's how we've played. I mean, we've trust Coach Wiggins, and he knows what he's talking about defensively, so we have a good game plan every week. And we just get after and play fast and play hard.
You're moving on this week, one of the biggest games on the schedule, especially for the CCL title here when you take on Hartley. It's our CCL game of the week here on AM 820. Played in a couple of these Hartley games now. They've been very good the past couple years. What do you remember most from the past few games?
Just last year, taking away that bitter taste after your mouth. You know, you just kind of – we had these times where we just shot ourselves in the foot, and we just know that we have to clean up and make sure we play good, especially against good teams like Hartley. And we're just trying to get after it. It's a CCL game, so it's always going to be amped up, especially here. And it's at our home in front of our own crowd, so it's going to be a good one.
We just talked about your defense a little bit, and it's going to be tested this week. Jalen January has had a great year for them running the football, but you can't just focus on him because they have so many other playmakers. What's the main focus on defense this week?
We're just going to have to play fast. I mean, they're a fast team, they're an athletic team, and we're just going to have to play fast and match their intensity.
Joey, we've talked with you about this before. You're a very good baseball player, one of the best in the state of Ohio in your class. You were originally going to go to Ohio State to play baseball this summer right before the football season. You switched your commitment to Michigan. You're going to play baseball and football up there. Talk a little bit about just what into that decision for you.
When I went to Michigan, they have obviously offered me a football scholarship, and I was going to play football my entire life. That's been my dream career, to play football and baseball at the next level. And when I got to Michigan, I got up there and it just kind of felt like home. And everybody up there was just felt like family already. It's just kind of like gelled perfectly, and it was just a perfect fit for me.
Well, awesome, Joey. Of course, we wish you the best of luck in the future, but that's the future. Thank you for this, and good luck this week when you take on Hartley.
Yes, sir. Thanks, sir.
Our thanks to DeSales quarterback and linebacker Joey Velasquez. The Stallions host Hartley tonight in our CCL Game of the Week, live right here on AM 820, immediately following the preview show, which we'll wrap up right after this final timeout.
This isn't Madison Square Garden. These drills probably won't make anyone a number one draft pick. But these players are practicing for something important. While they work on their jump shots, they're also learning teamwork, discipline, self-confidence, how to deal with wins and losses. Skills that will make them winners long after they leave the court. Support high school activities in your community. Because when kids take part, they get set for life.
Week 8 of the high school football season is already here, and 6 of the area Catholic high school teams are in action tonight. St. Charles heads to Hagley Field to face Waterson. Reedy travels to London. Newark Catholic hosts Licking Valley.
And it's Hartley against DeSales at Alumni Stadium in our CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. As always, Randy Reinhardt and Larry Wolf bring you all the live play-by-play right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Tomorrow, Fisher Catholic hosts Fairfield Christian Academy. Don't forget, after the game tonight, keep it right here for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by This Week Sports and Rev Local Digital Marketing. Ryan Baker and Lee Cochran bring you all the scores from around Central Ohio, and they talk with the coaches from around the area. If you have a score, tweet us at AM820Scoreboard and visit our website, AM820Scoreboard.com. That'll do it for us on the preview show. For Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. Thanks for listening, everybody, and enjoy the game.
Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Get 0% for 72 months plus $1,000 on most new Fords during the summer sales event. Release a new Ford F-150 for just $399 a month. Shop us 24-7 at BobBoyd.com. And remember, the best deals are always on Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.